brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got Keith Byrne from We Are Change Ireland joining us. They are fighting against the tyranny there in a big way. They're having their EU referendum right now. Do they want to be sucked into the European Union or not? And in fact, before we get him on, I want to go back and we got three Sky News clips. John, I didn't ask you, do you have all three of those or do you just have the first one top Tory, Davis resigns? And it goes on to say his resignation will trigger by election what he says he will fight on the grounds that he is against government increasing intrusion into public lives. And he talked about how they're becoming a total dictatorship, total surveillance, total control. We've already played the first clip. Do you have that second clip, John? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't tell you all three. Well, you know what? I'm going to play that clip again going out to break, and we'll come back and get into the tyranny that's spreading all over Europe. Here it is.
Up until yesterday, I took the view that what we did in the House of Commons representing our constituents was a noble endeavor because for centuries of forebears, we defended the freedoms of the British people. Well, we did up until yesterday. This Sunday is the anniversary of Magna Carta, the document that guarantees that's most fundamental of British freedoms, habeas corpus, the right not to be imprisoned by the state without charge or reason. But yesterday this House decided to allow the state to lock up potentially innocent citizens for up to 6 weeks without charge. Now the counter-terrorism bill will in all probability be rejected by the House of Lords very firmly. After all, what should they be there for if not to defend Magna Carta? But because the impetus behind this is essentially political, not security, the government will be tempted to use the Parliament Act to overrule the Lords. It has no democratic mandate to do this, since 42 days was not in its manifesto. Its legal basis is uncertain, to say the least. But purely for political reasons, this government's going to do that. And because the generic security arguments relied on will never go away, technology, development complexity and so on, we'll next see 56 days, 70 days, 90 days. But in truth, 42 days is just one, perhaps the most salient example of the insidious, surreptitious and relentless erosion of fundamental British freedoms. Now, we will have shortly the most intrusive identity card system in the world, a CCTV camera for every 14 citizens, a DNA database bigger than any dictatorship has, with thousands of innocent children and a million innocent citizens on it. We've witnessed an assault on jury trials, that bulwark against bad law and its arbitrary abuse by the state. Shortcuts with our justice system that make our system neither firm nor fair. And the creation of a database state, opening up our private lives to the prying eyes of official snoopers and exposing our personal data to careless civil servants and criminal hackers. The state has security powers to clamp down on peaceful protest and so-called hate laws that stifle legitimate debate, whilst those who incite violence get off scot-free. This cannot go on. It must be stopped. And for that reason, today I feel it's incumbent on me to take a stand. I will be resigning my membership of this House, and I intend to force a by-election in Holter, Price and Hound.
Folks, there is a revolt worldwide against tyranny. He's one of the leaders of the House of Commons. He's the Tory leader. And, I mean, you try to stand on the street corner and talk to somebody, they walk over and say that's not allowed in England now. In London, at least, where I've experienced it. I mean, there is no freedom. There's no freedom in Canada more and more, or in the U.S. We have to fight for any freedom we get. All right, we'll get We Are Change Ireland on the line right now as they fight the New World Order at point blank range.
Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror, Loose Change, Final Cut, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, The Late Great USA, America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dure Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now 866-768-7811 or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the next 10 minutes, we will take you to Ireland. Our guest got stuck in traffic in a cab going home from work. And he's been watching the news, tracking it all. We Are Change has confronted some of the leaders of the European Parliament and members of the Irish government that are signing over their sovereignty. They've also confronted Bill Clinton and many others. And he'll be joining us for the rest of the hour to talk about the European Union Constitution they're trying to force down the throat of Ireland. They've never allowed a referendum, but in two nations, France and one other, a few years ago, after decades of bringing them into the euro, and they overturned it by a 70-plus percent margin. And the people are revolting against it. But there's been a massive brainwashing campaign in Ireland, and the polls have been neck and neck whether this is going to pass or not. I'm trying to track it, but because they have paper ballots there, it normally takes sometimes a day past the time the polls close to find out. But they're tracking it right now. You'll be the first here to learn which way it's tipping. They're not sure right now, but we'll talk to him from Ireland coming up in 10 minutes. Dave in California, Fred and others. Dave, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Good to talk to you, man.
Go ahead.
I got two things for you. One, I've been using Calben Pure Soap for about a year now. I've got really bad problems with my skin. I can't even go out in the sun. But I got to tell you, it's the best stuff I've ever used. And that's just another thing you tell the truth about, man. And aside from handing out DVDs and stuff, I'm going to start handing out samples of their shampoo because everybody that I've given it to just loves it.
But see, everything's a lie. Just like the corporates are now taking over the web and killing it, there was once real soap from vegetables and from fruits, cherry oil, citrus, and then they took over about 60 years ago, the chemical industry did, and now we have the horrible detergents that cause the asthma and all the other problems. And so, yeah, no, listen, any sponsor you hear me endorse, there's a lot of other stuff that I'm not endorsing one way or the other that the network advertises, and that's their issue, you know, that's their deal, and they're great folks. My whole thing is, if you hear me endorse something, I believe in it. I turn down sponsors every day.
Yep. Well, I took your word for it, and I'm glad I did. And I got one more thing for you. Before we let it pass, and the horrible news just bombards us every day, I want to go back to Bilderberg for just 1 minute. Do you mind?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, man. I got to give you and your crew and your family and all of the Cruz family and the We Are Change people and all the people that came out to the Bilderberg meeting that, you know, over the last 4 days and their families and the people that supported them. I just got to tell you guys, thank you so much. I mean, it's so hard to find something that makes you feel good with all the bad stuff that's going on. But I swear, you guys just never stop. You never give in. You really do. You know, you really do take them on at point blank range. And I got to tell you, I was just yelling at the top of my lungs in my house. Yeah, yeah, thank you. Right on. Yes.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Poking their finger right in the eye, right in that evil, stupid, all-seeing eye.
Dave, I hear you, and it's awesome. Yeah, that's what's so exciting about all this is that we were there. And the main conference hall was the only part of the big hotel. It's mainly a conference, five-star conference hotel, that was on the back end of the property, sticking out about 20 yards, 25 yards maximum from the road. And so we had these, I don't know, five, six, seven megaphones at any one time. I mean, I was holding two megaphones up to my mouth at the same time, blasting on them. A lot of photos of that on the web. And in the last 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday, we just had regular megaphones, and they were high-powered. Then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they had this huge megaphone. I mean, like four times the size of a regular one. And it even had a handset, so you could just put it on your head or hold it in front of your face. You didn't talk into the megaphone. Oh, I forgot to tell this story. I was down at the Capitol, the U.S. Capitol, because, you know, I would go out there in the morning and the evening, but I also needed shots for the film we're making about it in the future. And I wanted some shots for a JFK film I'm making. So I need shots of the Washington Monument and shots of the Capitol and shots of different government buildings. We went by the Federal Reserve and got some video of that for films. And, you know, just getting good stock footage. So we would go, we did two different trips down to D.C. for about 5 hours apiece. And I'm down there in front of the Capitol, and Luke calls and says, listen, we can wire a cell phone digitally into this new megaphone. I hadn't seen it yet. He said, it's gigantic. It's huge. It's shaking the windows. And so I sat there while the guys for 20 minutes were in front of the Capitol getting video of it, right on the edge of the Capitol grounds, bullhorning 20 miles away to Chantilly in Virginia. So talk about multitasking. That's probably one of the first times somebody's remote bullhorned in. So that was great to trailblaze that. Fred in Texas, you're on the air.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes. I wanted to bring up, since you're bringing up the subject of Dennis Kucinich and the Congress, and he's trying to get the impeachment proceedings going, I wanted to bring up presidential signing statements. I don't know if you've covered that before. I've only been listening to your show about a month. But presidential signing statements is usually like a celebratory statement that the president puts at the when he signs a bill into law. And right now Bush has been using it for augmenting his interpretation of the law. He's done it about 1,100 times.
Yeah, a signing statement is usually the feeling of the president about a law, why he signed it, why he didn't. They just lied now and have claimed, no, I now have law by the stroke of a pen. I can say whatever I want.
And he tacks it on to the end of the bill or when he signs it into law. And he's done this against, you know, some of the stuff they tried to do in regards to torture. And he's basically saying, well, if it doesn't apply to what I want to do with the subject of torture, then I'm going to disregard the law. And that's basically what he's done. And I just wanted to bring that out, let your listeners know, because, you know, things like this need to be addressed. especially people that like to laugh at you for what you say, because I know you're saying everything that's truthful. And things like this are on CNN. I looked it up on John Cafferty. He had it on at the Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer, the Bar Association.
Well, no, that's the thing. That's the thing is that stuff is happening that's never happened before. I mean, it's grade A, 150-proof tyranny. It's the likes of which we've never seen in this country or in some cases anywhere else. Admitting they're torturing children, saying they can do that. I mean, this is, the government is completely bankrupt. They have no moral authority. They've been caught lying millions of times.
Right.
And people say, well, then what's the solution? I don't know. I mean, I'm just here trying to get the dumbed-down public to realize what's going on. I know our main audience knows what's going on, but we have hundreds of thousands of new listeners driving around, you know, in Kansas City and Tennessee and Southern California and Illinois and Ohio and Texas and Florida and upstate New York are hearing this for the first time, and they're not aware this stuff's going on.
Right, and I want to let them know that they can YouTube the presidential signing statements. They can YouTube that, and there's about 10 or 12 videos that pop up, and they all talk about the unconstitutionality of it and the fact that he basically, Ron Paul said it in his book, you know, he says he talked about Jonathan Turley saying that by using this statement to this extent, the president becomes a government unto himself. And that was on YouTube. I actually saw that, and it's actually in Ron Paul's book on page 43.
I appreciate your fine point. There's so many that we forget to make often enough, and you, the listeners, always get us back on track, and that's why I love taking your calls. Speaking of unconstitutional signing statements, the European Union last year celebrated 50 years. And you're going, wait a minute, I thought the European Union started in 2000. Exactly. We've been in the North American Union since March 24th, 2005. But the average person doesn't know. Just like they signed the Treaty of Rome in 1957 in Rome and created the first 10 members of the European Economic Community, later become the EU. It's the same thing. It's all done by stealth. Now, England just signed on to the judicial agreement, which brings them partially under it by stealth. The public still doesn't even really know, though they have members of parliament resigning over it and speaking out. The public is starting to learn. You better pay attention to what's happening. And under the Lisbon Treaty, all the power is put into the two houses of the European Union government and its two heads. And they have dictatorial power. And that's what's happening. We go to Keith Byrne, who is in Ireland. He is one of the founding members of We Are Change Ireland, and we appreciate him coming on. We're about to break, but bring us up to speed. Are you getting any news on which way it looks like the vote is going right now, and have the polls closed in Ireland?
Alex, it's so great to be on. The polls don't close till 10 p.m. tonight, but I have been in the city. I've spoken to MEPs. I've spoken to other individuals and campaigners, and all I will say is they are more worried about rigging the election. I've spoken to one MEP. I don't want to name his name for his own safety or for his own sake, but he specifically pointed out voting fraud in this referendum.
Now, those are members of the European Parliament?
That's right. Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, and you've got members already that are part of the Irish government that are designated to that. You guys also had one of them assault you a few months ago. So you've been there in the capital, and you're getting news of fraud.
Well, there's people speaking about fraud, or there could be fraud. I've spoken to one MEP in particular, and he has been very concerned with fraud issues and the election being rigged. He's very concerned about that indeed. I've spoke to other individuals, and I know that there is, on average, a 25% turnout at the moment, but we do have another 2.5+ hours left. People are just still speculating at this stage. They don't know if it's going to go yes or no, but people are concerned about voting fraud. I've spoken to several individuals, and they have pointed this out, and I totally agree with them. I do not trust this government as far as I can throw them. No way.
When we get back, I want to talk about when we will know whether the Lisbon Treaty has been adopted, bringing Ireland into the European Union. This will be, in 50 years, the only vote by the people that would go for the European Union, the only two other votes that were allowed. The other nations won't allow their people to ever vote, and France and one other went against it 2 years ago. This is a huge deal that we are watching right now, ladies and gentlemen, in the fight against the New World Order. Keith Byrne, stay there. We Are Change Ireland, founding member. We're going to come back and learn how the voting's working, why there could be fraud, and when we're going to find out the results. Stay with us.
baby, baby, I'm gonna leave you.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info. to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Keith Byrne will be with us for the rest of the hour. If you want to call in specifically about the European Union, the North American Union, how to fight it, this is only the third time in the 50 years, and about 6 months since someone's been able to vote on whether they want to have the EU expand its power. It's now expanded its power to that of a dictatorship, removing all authority that the once sovereign governments had, once peoples had. Just unbelievable what's going on, and they have really been brainwashing, they have really been pushing. They picked Ireland because of a long-term propaganda campaign about them entering Europe and how good it would be for the people, because their focus groups thought they could get the population to go for it. Polls just 6 months ago showed that the Irish would go for the treaty by a huge 20 to 30%, depending on the poll I looked at. But lately, the polls have narrowed to a dead heat. Is that an accurate statement, Keith, that I just made?
Yeah, Alex, that'd be very accurate. But, you know, we've been doing so much work on the street, and I want to commend all the people, especially the ones in We Are Change Ireland, Johnny, Dave, Anthony, Derek, all the guys, Harry. They've been doing a lot. They've been out there on the streets. We've been out till 10 p.m. some nights handing out flyers, and really, I just want to commend them to the fullest extent. We've done our best, and really at this stage, Alex, I don't know if you were aware, but a while back on the radio, a guy called Jim Corr, he was in this kind of big pop band called The Corrs, he got on the radio, and for 10 minutes on the most listened-to show in Ireland, he spoke about the New World Order and 9/11 being an inside job, and that the Lisbon Treaty and the EU were all part of the New World Order. So that itself has stirred up a lot of controversy. And, you know, we came back to 35% yet on the no side when it was literally half of that. You can actually see progression on the no side. But really, Alex, I've spoken to lots of people today, and they do not have a clue what is going on. They don't even know what the treaty is about. They haven't got an idea. And I'm just like, here, if you do not understand every word in this text, you vote no. Like, I mean, I don't want to tell people what to do, but I'm saying, look, if you're voting yes, you're bringing me into this system, and I don't want to be in this system at all.
Absolutely. When are we going to know how the vote went?
Alex, I would suspect we'll know tomorrow afternoon, probably around 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. We'll know what way it's going. But I do know that the polls close tonight at 10 o'clock. I know that at 11:30, they're going to have an idea of which way it's going. But then again, I still won't believe it. I don't believe any of the figures on the television or anything like that, because, you know, we can't trust the mainstream media.
What, but the polls close in about 2 hours.
Right. 2.5 hours the polls are closing.
And then in about 3.5, they're supposedly going to put something out.
Yeah, they're going to put something out in 3.5.
Well, they chose Ireland. They choose where they want to have these referendums. And if the people are totally against it, they just don't have the referendum and just do it. So it looks like we're going to be waiting here to find out. But get back to going down to the Capitol specifically without mentioning names, who you talk to, what they're saying.
Well, I was outside the GPO. That's a kind of it's a historical building, and it's a real center point of protest and people meeting. And
tell me what the GPO is.
Basically, it is a building of where the last stand of the 1916 rising against the British Empire was. So it's a very symbolical building to not only Irish people, but to a lot of people around the world to actually come.
Well, how could the Irish fight for centuries to finally get some sovereignty and then hand it over to an even greater despotism?
Well, Alex, unfortunately, the people are plugged into the propaganda machine, and they're not fully standing back and looking at the picture, you know. And when I look at myself, when I study myself and I learn that I was once like that, it is shameful. I'm absolutely disgraced with myself to realize I was actually so asleep and so plugged into a consensus that it wasn't even anything like a reality of what it is now. And, you know, I'm just so grateful that people like yourself and many others have woken so many people up, Alex, because if it wasn't for you and many others, you know, we wouldn't have the courage and we wouldn't have the enthusiasm of fighting these people. But, you know, when you look at yourself and you look at people around you and people that want to fight against these people, it gives you nothing but aggression and energy, and you just want to go to the max. Like, and really, we made a documentary as well. We used some of your Endgame footage. Obviously, we went filmmakers, but I want to commend Dave and Anthony. They were the two main guys of putting that together. And literally, Alex, that film went number one in Google Video Ireland. Like, so.
Stay there. I want to talk about how in the last 6 months, and you guys are some of the main leaders of this, just a ragtag group of 4 or 5 guys in your area were able to start the bushfires, and literally you do get the credit, which is an example of how we can win, and how it made the poll switch by 20 points. It was 20 points ahead that they were going to win to about 60, 65 to 35, but You're beating them right now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
One 800 259 9231, specifically for our guests, Joe in Wisconsin, Jimmy, and many others. We'll get to you in just a moment. We're talking to one of the founders of We Are Change Ireland. We're talking about the effect they've had out there. Their video, number one on Google, first attempt at filmmaking, number one on Google. The media reported there that suddenly there were throngs of people on the street protesting as the Irish began to realize what was happening to them. But before we get back into that, more on the fraud. I was interrupting you. You know, you're down there talking to members of parliament. They're saying they got a bad feeling about fraud. Specifically, why were they saying that?
Well, Alex, it's just that I think a lot of them feel that there's lots of pressure coming outside the country, from corporate interests, from political power brokers. And I really do think that they feel that there's a lot of pressure on this government to deliver the answer that the New World Order want to hear. So I was speaking to one of the MEPs who strongly opposes this treaty, and we spoke for 5-6 minutes, and he goes, "I'm very concerned of voting fraud." And I says, "Yeah, I am too." There was one guy down there next to me, and he had signs. He was holding up signs saying, "Voting fraud is possible. Watch out for voting fraud. This referendum could be rigged. Just be very vigilant of what's going on." And we've seen signs like that. So the word is around that there could be voting fraud. I was speaking to other individuals and they were kind of like saying that it could be possible. And then there's other individuals who don't think that the government is that bad. They don't think they could stoop to the level of rigging an election. When I feel that they could do this, this is very possible for them. And for an MEP, Alex, to come out and say that to just like a person like myself, it really does show that there's a huge concern of what is going on.
Absolutely. Let's talk about what you've done the last 6 months rallying people across your country to fight back against this.
Yeah, well, what we've done was, well, Alex, at this stage, I think we handed out in the region of around 70 to 80,000 flyers. We've had DVDs put out there. We printed up 1,000 DVDs onto proper kind of a DVD presentation and in nice little slick packaging as well. And I'm going to fire one of those out to you guys just for a bit of memorabilia. But we had 1,000 DVDs printed up, and we got them to lots of prominent people. Actually, Alex, speaking about it, you're aware of the movie V is for Vendetta, right?
Yes, sir.
Do you know the main detective that's in that movie? Do you know that actor?
Well, I know him. I mean, I don't really know who he is, but I know he's a great actor in the film. He finds out the government was behind the bio attack.
Yeah, I spoke to him. I met him at a screening of the documentary that we have. And I gave him a documentary, and we were speaking very briefly about
it. Hey, what's his name?
His name is Stephen Ray.
That's right, Stephen Ray. I'd like to get him on the show.
Yeah, I was speaking very briefly with him, and I think that you should get him on. Because, like, the stuff that we were talking about, I don't want to, like, say it without his say-so, but I do feel he's very clued into what's going on. And I asked him
about it.
But
you keep doing this to me. I mean, you talked to a member of Parliament, but you don't want to say who he was. And then now you're telling me Stephen Ray said something but didn't want to say it. Oh, come on and tell us. It didn't get our, I mean, did he say don't tell anybody?
Well, no, he didn't say that.
But then if people tell you don't, if people don't bring you into confidence and it's a public event and they're a public figure, I think you should say what he said. Tell us.
Well, we were speaking about the European Union and we were speaking about the movie Vias from Vendetta and 9/11, and pretty much he's open up to all those ideas. I mean, you know, he's very open to them. I asked him about Vias for Vendetta and he told me that, he goes, you know, I said, what's the whole point behind the film? Just to kind of like dig in a little to see what he knew, what was going on. And he goes, well, this is what's really happening now, isn't it? And I was like, right then. So I'll get into 9/11 a little with him. So we were speaking and, you know, it was surprisingly, you know, it was very surprising that he actually knew a lot about it. He was like,
I was waiting for you, Inspector. I was waiting for you.
Yeah.
Hey, John, try to find that clip. From V from Vendetta, when he's talking to the detective and explains it all to him. You have a young politician up and rising with a relentless desire for power.
But you know,
then
Alex,
along comes a spider. Go ahead.
But you know, Alex, like when you get to speak to these people, you know, there's a lot of people that know a lot of stuff and they're just afraid to come out, or they just haven't had the opportunity to come out. And I do feel like people are starting to wake up to what the New World Order is in Ireland. And, you know, we had a screening of our own film, and I'll just give you an idea of censorship and complete corruption at its highest. We wanted to put on a radio, you know, just an advert saying, come to our movie, it's at 11 o'clock on Saturday, this time, baddy, baddy, ba, no political statements, no nothing. So the Broadcasting Commission of Ireland, basically they are the censors of Irish airwaves. They send us an email and they say, well, due to the Act of Section 8 and Article 10 of blah, 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 we refuse to give you permission to put up this advert on the radio airwaves due to the content of your websites. We feel that your website content is biased.
Now, folks, how is that not tyranny in Ireland, where they go look at your website and they decide you can't advertise your film? That's why they want to shut the web down. That's why all this is happening. We're beating their butts. And they've got to censor us or it's over. So, but, hey, it didn't stop your film from being number one. Tell them about the film. Tell folks about the censored film.
Okay, so the film, basically we took snapshots of you know, of video of a European kind of training day on the Lisbon Treaty, and we had a few MEPs speaking on it, and they were detailing the personal stories, and they were getting the whole psychology of how the Lisbon Treaty was drafted and the way they gave people the appearance that it was a mini treaty when in fact they changed the font and they added 8,500 more words, but yet there would be less pages. So it gave people the idea that the treaty was a lot smaller than the actual constitution before it. But, you know, you just have to look at the, you know, the elite's quotes. You know, you look at discarded D'Estaing, and he is the original author of the European Constitution. And he actually says, whatever is lost in the Constitution will be rescued in the Lisbon Treaty. It will be hidden and disguised in some shape or form, but the text will be rescued. So he's actually saying that this is a constitution and we're hiding and we're purposely deceiving the people, but yet we're still going to have a constitution in the form of a treaty. It's just blatantly obvious, Alex. I say this to people and they just don't believe it. They just choose not to believe. It's ridiculous. They just choose not to believe, Alex. And, you know, we've campaigned 6 months now vigorously against this treaty. And, you know, before there was even posters, before there was even radio talk show hosts talking about this, or media, or even television presenters, we were actually telling people what the Lisbon Treaty was about before anyone else, really, Alex. And it's amazing to think that, you know, the film went number one on Google Ireland. Like, that was just unbelievable. And it really did show that people were waking up to this. But not only that, Alex, if you look at all the Google video, you know, the top 100 or the top 10, it's either your videos that are in it, Loose Change, all educational New World Order films are consistently in the top 10 in Google, no matter what country in the Western world you visit or what website. It's just unbelievable. It just shows you a true awakening in this world. It really is a true awakening.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and take a few calls here. Joe in Wisconsin, you're on the air with We Are Change Ireland fighting the EU takeover.
Alex, you're a national treasure of moral infrastructure, and kudos to your guest also. I'm more curious about how they're doing the salesmanship of the EU over there to, well, all the people in Europe. But here, they promise us security, and I'll give two examples quick, and then I'll ask how he sees it in his country. But the example I always use is, how many police officers do we put on the streets before you leave your door open at night? Because that's the only measure of security I know of. And people scratch their head and say, well, you can't. You know. And one guy said, well, you'd have to have one sitting on my lawn 24/7. It's like, okay, well, the only place I know of that you can leave your doors open is a minimum security jail pod. That's the only place I can think of. And the other, the thing they try to sell us is for parking and transit. You have two-thirds of their budget, fines, tickets, and fees. Automatically, you're a bad person. It doesn't matter. Because if you were doing what we should, you know, parking where you're supposed to, they don't make budget. I'm just curious how they're trying to sell this European Union to the people over there.
They claim it's for trade. They claim, but when you look at it, it's centralization and losing their local control.
Exactly. Well, Alex, I'll give you a perfect example. You know, I'm coming home from work and I see the propaganda everywhere. There's one poster of this political party, and the statement that they have on it is, let us all fight global poverty by voting yes to the Lisbon Treaty. It's ridiculous. I mean, these guys are getting pretty desperate when they're coming out with kind of slogans like this.
Well, what that means is they mean they're going to tax you to go around taking over third world countries.
Possibly. Or else they'll put together a European army and, quote, like the president of Belgium said, we need a European army capable of operating in the fields beyond the European Union.
Anything else, Joe?
No, that was it.
Thank you. Let's go ahead and talk to Jimmy in Tennessee. You're on the air.
Hello. I got a question about, you talked about the propaganda machine. How did the, has it switched from 35%? Is it higher now, or how's it going?
We actually don't know what the official figures are. We do not know. We have no way of telling if this is correct or not. You know, we just simply do not know. It is at 35%. That's what they say on the no side for a definite no. But then again, who's to say it's more or who's to say it's less? We just don't know. And my feeling is I believe that the no side is a lot more stronger than they're admitting. But I believe they're purposely not telling the truth because what happens, if they be a bit honest, they're going to see that this treaty is complete fraud. It's complete fraud to the nth degree, and we will be watching, Alex. We will be vigilant throughout this night to see if there's any voting fraud whatsoever. And if there is, I'm going to call your show tomorrow. I'm going to call everybody to tell you guys that there's discrepancies in this counting, and I'm going to hopefully you can cover this, Alex, if there is.
Well, I think we could fight this propaganda machine if we just stop supporting the newspapers, magazines, and even, like, their movies and music and everything else. I think that would help. And then their propaganda arm would be weak. We could break that off.
Well, you know, I was in the European Parliament buildings in Dublin City, and in there they have a child competition of who can draw the best picture for climate change. So you can see the propaganda everywhere. You know, they're pushing all these lies everywhere, but yet it's for the children. It's a children's competition. Let's build Europe even bigger for the children. And they say that one of their main arguments is it's for competing on the world market, particularly against the United States. I've heard that a lot lately. And I'd say, okay, well, they're already emerging the economies already. You know, Barroso, Merkel, and Bush have signed documents saying that.
That's right. They're already merging the American Union and the European Union. It's already happening.
Exactly, Alex. And Alex, I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like ranting on and going crazy. It's just unbelievable, Alex. All day today in work, since I got up this morning, I've been very agitated. I've been very uneasy because, you know, we put in a lot of work over the last 6 months. And it's just, you know, we want a no victory here desperately, but we know that this no victory is only a round of several rounds.
I've seen the polls, and it's newspaper polls, and one poll show they're going to lose, one poll says they're going to win, but the main news reportage is, oh, a landslide, encouraging people not to come vote against it because they don't have any hope. So it's kind of that sheeple angle of, oh, everybody's voting for the treaty. I mean, is that what you're seeing in country?
Well, I'm seeing, but Alex, you know, I've been on the street 6 months. I've been on it since pretty much before any campaign started. And I can tell you, of all the people I speak to, on average, out of 10 people, only one person will say, yeah, I'm voting for that treaty. And then you'll ask them why you're voting for it, and then they will be ignorant and refuse to even listen to anything you say about it, and then they'll just walk off. You know, and the rest of the people that I talk to don't know what it's about, and even the majority of the people that don't know what it's about will refuse to actually say yes, so they're voting no. And you know, the way I'm on a cab ride home here this evening, Alex, I think you called me at this stage, but I was talking to the taxi driver, and he says, I've had dozens and dozens of people in the back of this car, he said, today, yesterday, throughout the week, and he says, nearly all of them are voting no. You know, so it's just, I'm seeing no on the streets, I'm seeing no on a personal level, but yet the polls are telling me that the yes side is a lot stronger.
So they're getting you ready for a scam, obviously.
Alex, I'm very confused. You know, being an insider here and being in this country, it's very easy for you guys to kind of look in and observe yourselves. But for me, it's very confusing because, you know, I'm looking left, I'm looking right, I'm seeing what's going on, and it's just very confusing to what's going on, really.
Well, in the little bit of time we've got left in this segment and the next, tell us how the voting system's working. Tell us the procedure.
Okay, well, basically, it's obviously the majority vote. What's happening is, people will, they'll have their own kind of, regions, if you want to call it, or their local kind of communities, and they will vote in schools or different kind of areas or facilities like that.
Yeah, it's in precincts, it's in sectors, and then who counts those?
Well, I'm actually getting IMs now from one of the guys out of the We Are Change Ireland here, Jimmy, and he's telling me, now Alex, I never knew this now, but he's telling me that a lot of the political party members, like not the actual politicians themselves, but members, are getting tickets or are involved in counting votes. Now, they cannot wear any significant, let's say, symbols of what party they're from or what the party leanings are. But yes, I don't believe that these people are individuals or independents. I do think that these people are party members or belonging to political parties, or they might have leanings.
So you've got the establishment machinery counting the votes. As Stalin said, I don't care who casts the votes, it's who counts them.
Right. Well, that's what I'm getting here. I'm just looking at.
Well, I was reading the procedure in your newspapers, and it's done on a county, wide, and then that mass number is tallied from the smaller voting places.
Mm-hmm.
It is reportedly paper ballots, but they call it paper in the newspaper. Do they run it through a computer? Is it a bubble? You know, like we got A, B, and C. Do you pencil it in, or do you write the name in?
It's written in, Alex.
So it's not optically scanned.
Not that I know of, no.
Stay there. Final segment with our guest, then Andres Romulo will be joining us. Stay with us.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seems so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and help me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter Ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
With the hot and muggy season upon us, most people shut their windows to stay cool. The problem is, the air you breathe inside your home is not as clean as outdoor air. And who wants an ugly, plastic, noisy air purifier taking up space in their beautiful home? Well, there is an alternative. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps are handmade from the most prized salts on the planet. With so many various lamps to choose from, your home will look good and you'll feel great. Visit IonicSalts.com today to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps. Ionic Salts also carries gourmet table salts and a wide variety of bath salts for even more relaxation. Ionic Salts provides free shipping along with a 15% discount on orders of $100 or more. Offered exclusively to GCN listeners by entering coupon code GCN. GCN. Visit IonicSalts.com. That's I-O-N-I-C Salts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty, breathe the difference.
Oh, yeah. take my chances on you again and again. I love you, listeners. And I love being able to associate with people like We Are Change Ireland, Keith Byrne. I love being able to associate with people that love liberty and freedom all over the world and who hate tyranny. Let's talk to Greg in New Jersey. Last caller we have time for this guest. Greg in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
And, good, sir.
Hey, I tell you, for the guest, if just wants to know, you know, we're trying to mobilize against the NWO here in New Jersey because they're trying to sell the Turnpike and
to the same foreign company.
You got it. In fact, Jerome Corsi came down and spoke out here in New Jersey, tried to speak out, but couldn't get up to the microphone because there was over 1,000 people in the auditorium yelling and screaming at Governor
Corsi. Sir, we had hundreds of meetings with 1,200 people at them, and the news just ignores it. No, they had a poll. 99% don't want it. And then the local paper wrote and said Sintra is not Spanish-owned and called it a conspiracy theorist. That, no wonder the newspapers, that was the Chronicle, are losing all their readership because, I mean, people find out you're a liar, they're not going to read you.
Well, the other thing, too, that also causes them to take notice, too, is when you go there with the government documents, okay, with the statement that says that where Cintras is from, that Juan Carlos is the principal shareholder and whatnot, then they're like, oh, my gosh, we didn't know that. And it's almost like you see their face change, like as if, like you said, that there is an awakening. And I was just curious, do you have any plans of coming over to the States to try and, quote, export some of your good logic and thinking and activism?
Well, here's the deal. Let me add this before he talks, because he's busy with his own fight there, and we'll get his take in a minute. We'll get Keith's take in a minute. The issue here is that they have to admit what they're doing over there. Now, for the first 40-something years, they lied about it. Again, they just had the 50th anniversary of something that supposedly began 8 years ago, the European Union. There are some people that say the European Union doesn't exist. The average American has been told the American Union doesn't exist. See, so that's the hump we're getting over, is just instead of debating whether it exists or not, facing, like we had to debate whether thimerosal was in vaccines when it's on the insert and caused the brain damage and is now admitted. Go ahead, Keith.
Yeah, Alex, you know, black is white, white is black. And whatever way they want to say it, the herds just follow. And, you know, Alex, I have the quotes. I'm reading people quotes. I'm showing them what they are saying, and they're saying this is a constitution. And you'd say, oh, 26 other countries are not getting a vote on this. And then people can't believe they're coming to this form of tyranny. So they just pacify themselves by saying, oh, well, that's the way their governments think it should be. You know, this kind of like, oh, we let it happen. You know, this kind of like sitting back and let's watch it happen. Alex, it's just really, you know, I stop talking to people about this stuff who do not listen because they're just in their own little world. We can never wake them up. And the same with the NAFTA superhighway. I've been telling Americans about that over here and some of them find it hard to believe. And I'll say, look, if you want to prove me wrong or if you think I'm wrong, I want you to go look at this for yourself because here's Lou Dobbs on CNN reporting the North American Union. And then some people will even say, well, Lou Dobbs is an idiot. You see, like, so they keep on kind of like having reasons.
Yeah, the equation is very simple. They don't want to know something's bad happening because they might have to do something about it. They don't know how invigorating it is to get involved, and they don't know that if they don't get involved, they're going to be enslaved. Listen, Keith Byrne, I want to get you and other We Are Change members on tomorrow, 30 minutes into the show. You on later if you've got to work. But let's line up everybody. Right now, I'm going to have Trey, the producer, call you, line all you guys up who can come on for tomorrow. This is big, this is important, and we're glad you're there on the front lines watching it. Okay, my friend?
Alex,
oh, and I tell you what, stay there. I want you to plug the website when we get back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Jerk.